Pushback against Governor Brad Little's stay-at-home order has spawned protests and other public demonstrations. It's also drawn what some say are out-of-touch comparisons to the Nazi regime and even Hitler himself. James Dawson reports.
On Saturday, protesters gathered at the Idaho Capitol and urged business owners to disobey Governor Little's phased-in approach to reopening the state's economy. Ammon Bundy, who infamously occupied a federal wildlife reserve in Oregon in 2016, was one of them. He said people must stand up to their government, otherwise they could end up like the millions of Jewish victims who died during the Holocaust.
And if you comply then, they will go further. And if you comply then, they will go further until we are lined up naked, facing a mass grave, being shot in the back of the head.
Bundy was far from the first person to make these comparisons. On Facebook, Representative Judy Boyle said a private business requiring customers to wear masks was, quote, too similar to not allowing Jews to shop when they were required to wear the yellow star. And during a recent interview on a podcast, Representative Heather Scott said Little was acting like a dictator.
They're already calling him Little Hitler.
These comparisons hold no water for Thomas Kuhne. He directs the Strassler Center for Holocaust and Genocide Studies at Clark University in Massachusetts.
What shall I say? It's just such a massive distortion of historical reality.
From 1933, he says the Nazi regime planned and methodically pushed Jews to leave Germany and Europe, robbed them of their citizenship, and boycotted their businesses. Then they began executing them by the millions in what's now known as the Holocaust. Kuhne says that's not at all what's happening here.
These people could not give any proof that there's any plan from whoever to use the lockdown to destroy their existence of the material or cultural or social basis. Such a plan does not exist.
Desensitizing Americans to the realities of the Holocaust, he says, leads to people losing their sense of reality, and with it, their ability to see the real problems facing the country. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.